This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Check this out. If Facebook announced that they were turning over all policing of speech about smoking and cigarettes to the tobacco companies, all right, big tobacco. If they were to put big tobacco in charge of speech about smoking, that would be crazy, right? That, like, if big tobacco got to decide what is the truth about smoking, and that the only allowable content on Facebook would be whatever adheres to that truth that is pushed by big tobacco. Like, you'd have to say nicotine is not addictive. You'd have to say that smoking doesn't somehow harm anyone, that it's perfectly safe and doctors are all in favor of it, which is, you know, that's the way it used to be. The Journal of the American Medical Association used to run full page ads touting the benefits of smoking. I mean, it's like doctors recommend Camels more than any other cigarette. That was the ad, full page ad in JAMA. Yeah, the medical association. But that would be crazy. But that's exactly what Facebook is doing now with the vaccine industry. So Facebook has just announced that the vaccine industry will now be policing all speech about vaccines. The pharmaceutical industry, in essence, will be policing all speech about vaccines. That's insane, but that has just been put into place. And they're saying they have to do that because there are hoaxes being spread by people and misinformation about vaccines that people are sharing. Well, who decides what's misinformation? Oh, the vaccine industry does. So just like the tobacco industry says that smoking is not addictive and never hurt anyone, the vaccine industry says all vaccines are perfectly safe and always work all the time. No one's ever been killed or harmed by a vaccine, according to the vaccine industry. You see, Facebook declares then that these vaccine influence groups like the World Health Organization, the CDC, and so on are, quote, authoritative sources. Well, you could argue the same thing about big tobacco. You could say there's no one more authoritative on cigarettes than the companies that make them. I mean, that's how stupid it would be, but this is what Facebook is doing with the vaccine industry. Similarly, what if they said that Monsanto will be in charge of policing all speech about GMOs and glyphosate, the herbicide? Yeah, Monsanto. What if Facebook came out and said, we're going to stop hoaxes about GMOs and glyphosate and pesticides, and we're going to allow, let's see, Bayer, DuPont, and Monsanto to determine what is truthful speech, and we're going to censor and ban everything else. How would that play? How would that be justified? Because that's insane, but that's what they're doing with vaccines. They've just said the vaccine industry gets to decide what's true, and every post that contradicts that gets banned. I mean, you could go through many more examples. What if Facebook did a deal with Big Oil and said, well, the oil companies get to decide what is allowed to be posted about global warming? How about that? So they take, I don't know, British Petroleum or Exxon, and they say Exxon is the authoritative source. And Exxon gets to decide what's a hoax, what's true, what's misinformation, what's a fact, all that stuff having to do with global warming and CO2 and climate change. How crazy would the libs go if Facebook announced that? How crazy? The insanity would be off the charts in terms of the reaction to that. And yet Facebook is doing exactly that with vaccines. They say, let's let the pharmaceutical industry police all the speech about vaccines. If people post something that isn't approved by Big Pharma, then that's going to be banned. And that is the policy that's in place right now. So, of course, I'm pointing out all these examples to show you how dangerous this is. It's like, well, suppose the press were run by the government. Now, you don't have to suppose for very long, because in most countries around the world, the press is run by the government. You know, you go to China, the press is Chinese government. And it's just propaganda that's pro-government. So the government gets to decide what goes in the press. So the only information in the press is pro-communism Chinese regime. Anything that might be opposed to the Chinese regime, any criticism, any investigation, any exposing of fraud or collusion or corruption won't appear in the press. Why is that? Because, of course, the government gets to police the press because the government owns it. Just like the vaccine industry now gets to police all the content on Facebook. Now, it's not hard to see how this could be dangerous to children, because vaccines, we know, damage some children. They kill some children. This is, even the U.S. government puts out statistics, you know, HHS statistics, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Those numbers can be downloaded by anyone. You can go there right now and download them yourself. VAERS.HHS.gov. Go get it. You can see all the reports. This child had a seizure. This child had a coma. This child was paralyzed. This child was killed. This child had a febrile seizure. Just on and on and on. I've looked at the data. It's all there. But you're not allowed to post any of that on Facebook because the vaccine industry says, well, that's misinformation. None of that's true. Because the vaccine industry now gets to define truth, even though they are, of course, fraudulent and corrupt and biased, and they have a self-interest in this. So we have children being killed and harmed, and the vaccine industry covering it up, and Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook colluding with the vaccine industry to cover this up. This is why I've said the federal government needs to charge Mark Zuckerberg with racketeering, RICO Act violations. And Google executives and not just Facebook, but YouTube, as well as Twitter executives, they need to be criminally charged with collusion for colluding with the pharmaceutical industry. They're all running a massive racket, and they're letting the industry control the speech so that no one can expose the criminality of the industry. So under this rule system now on Facebook, how would an independent journalist or any journalist, let's take Glenn Greenwald, right? Glenn Greenwald is a respected journalist. He helped expose the Edward Snowden situation. Let's say that Glenn Greenwald got a hold of some damning information that exposed the total junk science fraud of the vaccine industry. If Glenn Greenwald went onto Facebook and started posting that, he would be banned because the vaccine industry would say, no, that's a hoax, not true. Even though it is true, even though it's an investigation, even though there's proof of the fraud in this scenario. So the vaccine industry gets to say that any investigation into the vaccine industry is misinformation. That would be like, again, Big Tobacco getting to say that any investigation into Big Tobacco is a hoax or is misinformation. Or that would be like Monsanto being able to control the internet to say that no content that's critical of Monsanto is allowed to be posted. Now, they've tried to do that, by the way. Monsanto pays over 1,000 people, I believe, to put disinformation on Wikipedia, and then they try to make Wikipedia the standard. So they've tried to do that anyway. They've put a lot of false information out there. But Facebook has gone even further by saying that they're going to ban truthful information about vaccine ingredients, vaccine injuries, vaccine deaths, vaccine side effects, vaccine adverse events, reactions, all these things, vaccine collusion, corruption, fraud, junk science, all these things, all banned on Facebook. So think about this now, how the tech giants are colluding with not only the deep state, the NSA, and the CIA in some cases, but also colluding with these big, dangerous corporations that are pushing poison. And if this happens with vaccines now, as has already happened, what's to stop Facebook from expanding this to Big Tobacco or Monsanto and DuPont or the pesticide industry or the fluoride industry, where you won't be able to post anything that says fluoride lowers IQs of children, even though that's scientifically valid? You won't be able to post that because the fluoride industry will police all fluoride discussions on Facebook. That's what it has come to. So the answer to this, of course, is get the heck off Facebook and go to sites that are telling the truth, like my website, naturalnews.com. Naturalnews.com, vaccines.news, both very good websites where you're going to get the truth about this every day. Also, of course, support my online store, healthrangerstore.com. Laboratory-tested, validated, clean foods, superfoods, and supplements, and green living products for your home as well that are all synthetic chemical-free formulations, you know, fragrance-free formulations. No GMOs in our products. What else? We avoid China wherever possible for almost everything. Just the cleanest products, the most laboratory scrutinized products on the planet. HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you for your support. That's how we stay in business. When you support us, we continue to fight for you and fight for humanity, fighting against the evil Mark Zuckerbergs of the world and the evil Facebooks and the evil Monsantos and the evil vaccine industry. We fight for you. Thank you for your support. Learn about the benefits of cacao, cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.